Act 2 opens in the councils of the Temple of Wisdom, where the priests discuss Tamino. If he can pass the temple initiation tests, then, they agree, he may marry Pamina and succeed Zoroastro as their leader. The decision is ratified by the sounding of brass echoing the opening chords of the overture. The session concludes with a famous bass aria in which Zoroastro prays to Isis and Osiris to protect the young lovers. If you're wondering what Isis and Osiris, the Egyptian gods of fertility and of the dead respectively, have to do with anything, you're asking a good question. The divine pair were both brother and sister and husband and wife. They were central to Egyptian belief in death and reincarnation, but they also formed the basis of the symbolism of Freemasonry, which looked to Egyptian theology as the source of true wisdom. Both Mozart and Schikaneder were active Freemasons. The libretto's oblique references to the fraternal order are very much in keeping with the Masonic emphasis on secrecy and mysticism. Whether Zoroastro and his priest meant something specific to Mozart's fellow initiates, the association erases any doubt that we are meant to see Zoroastro as the good guy, no matter how long it takes us to get there. The tests now begin, building toward the climax at the end of the opera. Silence is the first trial. But the priest makes sure to remind the two men that women are the real danger.
Verzweiflung war sein Lohn, Tod und Verzweiflung war sein Lohn.
The three ladies appear to challenge the men, repeating the queen's slanders, but Tamino refuses to speak to them. For Papageno, this proves more of a challenge. He's agreed to undergo the rites only because he's been promised that success will be crowned with an introduction to his ideal Papagena. The women storm off in disgust. By the way, when you hear Tamino talking, it's okay because he is only telling Papagena to shut up. The test ends with the priests ejecting the women from the temple.
Ich möchte gerne, weil...
Still!
Ihr seht, dass ich nicht soll.
Still!
Dass ich nicht kann, das Plaudern lassen.
Dass du nicht kannst,
ich
das
Plaudern lassen. Ich soll nicht
lassen, ich habe keine Stand für dich.
Wir müssen sie, die Scham verlassen. Es plaudert keiner für
küssen uns mit scharfer Last. Wir
glauben
keine
sicherlich.
Vom festen Preis ist ein Mann.
Gerechnet, was ihr sprechen kann.
Vom festen Preis ist ein Mann.
Gerechnet, was ihr sprechen kann. Gerechnet, was ihr sprechen kann.
Gerechnet, was ihr sprechen kann.
Gerechnet, was ihr sprechen kann.
Gerechnet, was ihr sprechen kann.
While the men recover from the first test, Monostatos is up to his old tricks. Seeing Pamina in the garden asleep, he approaches her to kiss her, until he is frightened off by the arrival of the Queen of the Night.
Drum, so will ich, weil ich lebe, Stäben küssen zärtlich sagen. Lieber guter Mond, vergebe, eine Weiße nahm ich ein, eine Weiße nahm ich ein. Weiß ist schön, ich muss sie küssen. Mond, verstecke dich dazu. Mond, verstecke dich dazu. Sollte er sich zu sehr verdrießen, so mach die Augen zu, so mach die Augen zu, so mach die Augen zu.
Zurück!
Oh weh, die Königin der Nacht.
Mutter, meine Mutter.
Mutter?
Monostatos was unaware that the Queen of the Night is Pamina's mother, but now he knows. More importantly, he overhears the next exchange between mother and daughter, another fiery coloratura aria in which the Queen of the Night gives Pamina a knife and orders her to murder Zarastro. The Queen's entire role is to sing two smashing coloratura arias, the second even more extreme than the one you just heard in the first act. We'll listen to the first verse so you can see just how little time she has to ease into the constant high C's and occasional high F's that make this part so difficult and memorable. Mozart threw into this one aria almost everything that can make an aria difficult: high notes, extreme leaps from low to high, long phrases, and of course, it all happens at breakneck speed. The Queen is a bit on the emphatic side, but she is not ultimately persuasive. Pamina has no intention of killing Zarastro, although Monostatos does not know that. Having overheard the Queen's little rant, it occurs to him that he can use his knowledge to blackmail Pamina. This is such a bad idea that it doesn't even merit its own music. Monostatos speaks his threat, Pamina recoils, and in comes Zarastro, who has heard the whole thing and throws him out. In these hallowed halls, Zarastro assures Pamina, revenge is unknown and all is forgiven.
Wandel ihr an Freundes Hand, vergnügt uns Freundes.
Tamino and Papageno's second test is harder than the first. They must still maintain their silence, but this time Pamina enters, not having been told the terms of the trial. She begs Tamino to speak to her, and when he refuses, she leaves in despair, convinced that he no longer loves her. Papageno's trial also takes the form of a girlfriend, but his, not surprisingly, is comical. An old hag appears, explaining to Papageno that she is 18 years and 2 minutes old. When he laughs and asks if she has a boyfriend, Papagena admits that she does, Papageno. But before the birdcatcher can investigate, the priest spirit Papagena away. After an interlude in which the priests congratulate Tamino on his success so far, Papagena reappears as the old woman. She insists that Papageno agree to marry her. If he refuses, he will never get another chance to marry anyone. Papageno reluctantly gives in, and is astonished when the crone is transformed into a beautiful young girl. Of course, the priests again whisk Papageno away, chased by the frustrated Papageno. Up to now, the three genies who accompanied the men to Zoroastro's temple have done little more than advise. But when Pamina, driven to despair by Tamino's betrayal, attempts to kill herself, they intervene and assure her that Tamino really does love her. Tamino and Pamina are reunited and agree to undergo the final challenges of fire and water together. Playing his magic flute, Tamino leads them safely through. Thank you. Sabrina's attempted suicide came straight from Opera Seria. It is now balanced by Papageno, who also considers suicide, but in a decidedly more buffo style. He offers to count to three in case someone wants to marry him, and when the offers don't come pouring in, he slows down the count.
Diesen Baum, da will ich zieren, mir an ihm den Hals zu schnüren, weil das Leben mir missfällt. Gute Nacht, du falsche Welt, weil du böse an mir handelst, mir kein schönes Kind zu wandelst. So ist aus, so sterbe ich. Schöne Mädchen, denk an mich, schöne Mädchen, denk an mich. Will sich eine um mich armen, ich hänge noch erbarmen, nun so lass ich's diesmal sein. Rufet nur, ja oder nein, rufet nur, ja oder nein. Keine hört mich, alles stille, alles, alles stille, also ist es euer Wille. Gott, Papageno, frisch hinauf, ende deinen Lebenslauf. Papageno, frisch hinauf, ende deinen Lebenslauf. Nun, ich warte noch, es sei, ich warte noch, nun, es sei, bis man zählt, eins, zwei, drei. Eins.
Zwei. Drei.
Fortunately, the three genies again intervene, and Papageno at last gets to spend some time with his Papagena. Monostatos has joined the forces of the evil queen, but in less time than it takes to explain it, Zoroastro's forces triumph. The opera ends with a paean to beauty and wisdom. ¶¶